Were you just talking about Knight Rider being a good TV show?
Yeah, man, it was one of my favorites in the 80s.
Totally I still dug it.
You know what? It's on my parents' house. They have their plasma screen, you know?
Yeah.
And they have Universal or something like that, Universal HD. And they have the old Knight Rider episodes in HD.
That's
now.
An HD.
Yeah.
I love the theme song. Yeah. And the little red light running across. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right there with
that's
it.
That's a little too prepared.
How yes. So if it's on Universal, how do they do that? How do they go back? And they did the same thing with Quantum Leap. They're both in HD now on this Universal HD channel.
How is that possible?
That's so sweet.
They weren't filmed in HD, were they?
I don't know how they're doing it.
That's ridiculous.
If they were filmed in
upsampling, widescreen, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing, but it's pretty impressive.
Hello?
What?
Yeah, we were just talking about how much Knight Rider blues.
What? Knight Rider?
No, man. That was...
Are you sure? This is such a fake-ass TV show.
Whoa. Calm down, first of all.
Yeah,
I don't know what anybody has against Knight Rider.
Yeah, it's a little cheesy at times, but...
That's what makes Hasselhoff.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, listen. Are you listening?
Yeah.
Yes, we're listening quite intently.
Knight Rider is one of the worst TV shows I've ever seen. Turbo Boost, you remember Turbo Boost?
Yeah. Awesome. You jump over things.
Nitrous is solid.
How come when they made the Knight Rider 2000 movie, the car, the revamped car, didn't have Turbo Boost anymore? Can you explain that to me?
Maybe they didn't want to follow the Too Fast, Too Furious trend that everybody was doing. All those cool kids.
Are you familiar with when this movie came out? It was called Knight Rider 2000. All right? It's not Knight Rider 2003, D-bag.
I'm sorry. Did you have it? Did you buy the DVD? Do you have everything Knight Rider there is? Do you love or hate Knight Rider?
It's a piece of crap. Are you not listening? Jeez. Good Lord. Good Lord, man. You're serious about this. They realize when they're making Knight Rider 2000 that how ridiculous it was that the car could jump that high in the air. And every time the car jumps, the car jumps over some big old brick wall, lands on the ground. Hasselhoff turns around to see if he's cleared the building that he's jumping over. Hey, moron, don't you realize that if you didn't clear it, your dumb ass would have been exploded into the side of the building? I mean, come on, it's just a climber. It's just a complete mess.
You've obviously seen a lot of Knight Rider to hate it so much.
Oh, yeah, I used to like it. It's just, now, no, it's awful. I've come to the realization after seeing Knight Rider 2000 again, okay, that it's just, it's ridiculous, it's a mess. And, it's a logistical nightmare, and I can't understand why anyone appreciates that TV show.
Well, I'm going to totally disagree. I think a lot of good things came out of Knight Rider, the infamous Mr. Feeney, or Finney, what is it, from Boy Meets World?
Oh, Mr. Feeney from Boy Meets World, he's the voice of Kit.
Yeah, he's the voice of the car.
The car.
And that guy is awesome.
Yeah.
His voice is so distinct.
And I used to always wonder, when they were filming the show, was he, tucked into the trunk?
Yeah, was he on set or was he in a booth doing voice tracking later on?
How the hell do they do that?
I don't know.
So, and especially once I saw Feeney in real life, I was like, oh my God, that guy is the voice of Kit.
Yeah.
He's kind of a big guy, so you're wondering, can he really fit in the trunk of this car?
Yeah, but Boy Meets World, after he went to that, was, I think, made only because of Mr. Feeney.
You're not paying attention. I was just telling you that Knight Rider is a suck-ass TV show, and you both can kiss that ugly-ass woman who worked on Kit's car on the TV show. I forget her name, but she's not.
Hello?
Wow. That was a hater.
Guess he hung up.